I'm with Dr. Gwent Leanne Lansdowne Davis of the Mudyard Mithrin. Dr. Davis, your organisation is going through some hard times at the moment, isn't it?
Yes, these are very challenging times for most sectors, and the childcare, playwork and early years education sector is no different. Essentially, what we're calling for on behalf of all childcare providers in Wales is not special treatment, but fairness. And we're currently experiencing quite a few problems in ensuring that provisions and settings are able to access support in these testing times. There are a number of exceptions that make it very difficult for childcare providers such as childminders, playgroups, cochoed meithrin, etc., to be able to access some of the financial support measures that are otherwise in place. So our role as Mudiad Meithrin and other Cwlwm organisations is to raise a voice, raise our concerns on behalf of the sector.
Dr. Davis, what kind of difficulties are you facing? We know that there are many facets and differences within the provision, childcare provision, early years provision, Mudiad Meithrin, playgroups, child carers in the community. Is it that you're not getting the information and people like the HMRC are saying, okay, you can wait till June, and the government is saying, well, you're furloughed, you're not furloughed, you have to be VAT registered, you don't have to be VAT registered. It's a very difficult time for your members, isn't it?
No, you're very right. The childcare sector is quite diverse, quite multifaceted, and there isn't a one-size-fits-all approach. Some are private, privately owned, some are constituted as charities, some are unincorporated associations.
Yeah.
The vast majority are there to provide a critical service to enable the smooth running of the economy. The vast majority of providers are there because they enjoy caring for children and providing good quality childcare. And our concern as a sector is, unless our concerns are heeded, then it's going to be very difficult for us to rebuild once these restrictions are lifted. So essentially, we're calling for clarity, we're calling for guidance in order to ensure that staff that are able to be furloughed are furloughed, and that providers are able to access the one-off £10,000 grants from Business Wales, which are available to other sectors.
Do you think the Welsh Government and HMRC should have taken a much simpler approach and just said, look, we know who you are, we know where you are, and we're just going to allocate a simple £10,000 straightforward grant to all the childcare providers and facilities in Wales?
Well, that of course, would be fantastic if that kind of simple approach were to be enabled. And I'd like to say that that has been facilitated for other sectors.
Yeah.
If that isn't possible, then at least enabling cochoed meithrin, playgroups, childminders, etc., to be able to access the one-off grants from Business Wales would be a huge step in the right direction. Because, as you say, turnover is likely to be, well, far below the current threshold of having to have £85,000 as an annual turnover.
Yeah.
So £10,000 would make a great difference in order to ensure that settings are able to weather the storm over the coming weeks and months.
Kirsty Williams has said that we should prepare ourselves for significant disruption to our education system. She's saying that even after this is all over, then people may have difficulty in sort of finding staff and so on. Are you concerned that a lot of your facilities, your members, maybe won't go back to work as a result of what's happened, that basically their businesses will be in rack and ruin and we're going to have a shortage of childcare providers in Wales?
Yes, and childcare is critical to the foundational economy. I know that all sectors are important, but unless you have adequate provision of good quality childcare, then it's very difficult for people to be able to return to work. So things are likely to change over the coming weeks and months, but we all know that once the restrictions are lifted, we will depend on having that source of good quality childcare, and we need to enable our members, our settings, to be able to weather the storm and make sure that the financial support that they deserve is there for them, as it will be for other sectors as well.
Dr. Davis, given that the virus hasn't really had a significant impact on the young people, sort of early years, what we're talking about, that age group, do you think there is a case for sort of researching and just trying to find different ways of getting these children back into those settings, back into education?
Well, I'm not a medical doctor. I wouldn't be able to give such scientific input. What I think matters is in these challenging times that we're able to assist parents, help them, give them practical advice as to how they look after their children at home, how they can introduce the Welsh language at home, given that the vast majority of children who attend Cochlear Meithrin do so from English speaking homes. And that we see very much central to our role in Meithiad Meithrin to assist parents in these challenging times and to concentrate really on how we can enable that supportive atmosphere whilst children are being cared for and educated at home.
We're told that the online digital provision is so second to none, the Welsh Government's hub. Are your members taking advantage of that, and are they sort of getting the professional development Kirsty Williams is talking about and keeping up to scratch? I mean, it must be difficult.
Well, I think there's a bit of a disparity as well, because if staff members are going to be on furlough, then strictly speaking, then there is one point of view which says that you shouldn't necessarily be placing tasks, etc. online. Of course, there are a number of digital platforms open to parents, facilitated by Welsh Government and other partners, which will hopefully provide a lot of creative ideas for parents and carers to be able to use at home with their children, however old they are. And we in Meithiad Meithrin, with colleagues through our projects, such as Cymraeg for Kids, will be placing a lot of emphasis on taking our sessions into the home and using digital media to the best of our advantage. So I think that there are plenty of opportunities out there, plenty of ideas and resources that are available freely to parents and to carers.
We know that in times of crisis, we see a baby boom, you know, the lights go out, the electricity is cut and so on. And we've seen here in really a generation of early years that are having their education and the development to a certain extent put on hold. Are you concerned that we're going to see this sort of drop in attainment and achievement levels of this generation of children if this keeps going for much longer?
Well, from a personal perspective, I can only say that I understand where you're coming from, because I've got four children in the set, and I'm certainly not an educator nor a home educator. My focus really has been on their well-being and on trying to give them creative opportunities, trying not to worry them, trying to ensure that they're happy at home, that they're enjoying their time with their siblings, that they're reading, that they're engaging with each other, that they're playing. And our whole focus as an organisation is on learning through play. And we can do that because the vast majority of children who we work with are in the early years. So we know that the plasticity of the child's brain makes it well, makes it easy for us to ensure that they're taking on all types of different sources of information, that they're able to acquire new skills, new languages, a whole vast panoply of information. So I think that parents need to perhaps worry less about that and focus on what they can actually do to enable their children to enjoy their time at home and learn through play, especially if they're in the early years.
What are the next steps for you then, Dr. Davis? Are you going to be contacting the Health Minister, the Education Minister, the Economy Minister, and expressing your concerns?
Yes, we have a meeting in place with the Deputy Minister, Julie Morgan, Assembly Member, who is responsible for childcare this Monday. So we're very hopeful that we'll have some clear answers as a result of that meeting, so that we can move forward. We're keen, nobody wants to be in the position that we're in. We're keen to work alongside government and other partners on behalf of the childcare sector. And we know that it's the value sector, that it matters to people. And we just need clarity and guidance on the way forward.
Dr. Davis, diolch yn fawr I chi gyd. Thank you very much for speaking to Llanelli Talk Radio. It's been a pleasure.